so dangerous, YPG is dangerous, so dangerous, it's so. Yes, welcome. Yeah, I mean, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
We back, baby.
Yeah, I'm back. Welcome to the Premier
Web Podcast.
Yes, welcome to the Premier Web Podcast. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And this is the ever so lover, ever so talented, got a face this time, Mr. Aaron Sands.
And this is your boy, Roddy, DJ Retro. What's good?
Yes, and you know, Mally Mel will be here a little later, and we have a special guest a little later. But today, we are celebrating somebody's birthday, son.
Yes, it's going to be a little different vibe today. We celebrating somebody's birthday, wildly cool with us, real good fellow, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, we are celebrating Jay-Z's birthday, yo. Happy birthday to Jay-Z, you know.
Happy birthday to Jay-Z.
My name is Poe.
You're never going to get this birthday.
Cut that out. DJ Retro, aka Roddy.
Yeah, Retro's. Yeah, is that a very retro birthday?
Yeah, man. It's good to be here, man.
Your time to shine, son. I'm gonna be quiet.
Your time to shine, son. Floor is yours.
The floor is mine.
Let me move.
Alright. 32 years of life. No? Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Lived in the same area for 32 years. It's been crazy, you know. Went to elementary school. Went to Catholic school. Then went back to, like, elementary school again. Then went to middle school. Met these guys up in Port Robeson High School. Went to college. And now I'm working that corporate life. I have a huge family. You know, I have 4 siblings, 2 brothers. One died, but the other one's still around. He's way older. He's like in his 50s. I have 2 sisters, or 3 sisters. I just don't count one because she don't talk to me at the moment, but she's still my sister at the end of the day. Basically, I never been big on sports. No, I would watch football, but it would only be like the Super Bowl. I watch basketball finals just to keep up with the talks, you know. No, my biggest fear is prison. I hope to never get locked ever. Being isolated where I have nobody there. My proudest moment is my bachelor's degree. I love TV shows that have comedy. And I love Family Guy. Calms me down. You know, take me out of reality. Also, my moods change just as much as season. Yeah. Pokemon too, man. Shout out to my Pokemon crew, my Pokemon Go crew, yo. You know, my dream...
Oh, sorry.
My dream vacation is to Dubai or any nice sunny island, you know, Mexico, Barbados. You know, I just plan to go somewhere, Jamaica, you know? I get obsessed with a song a year. For like a full year, I used to play Golden Crew on my headphones every day. So, like, I would get obsessed over a song, and then once the year's out, I'll switch it out with a new song. It don't even matter what it is. No. Last year, I was obsessed with Kendrick's King's Dead. Yeah. So, yeah. I love friendly people. I love R&B. I love outdoors. I love being active, even if it's just walking. I'll walk anywhere. I walk miles and it wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't get tired. I love me some light skin shorties.
Shout out to the lights.
Yeah, shout out to the light skin girls. Ladies, he's single. Get out.
Let's not do this.
Lady, he's single. Get out, yo. Get out. He's single, lady.
Facts.
Love the color blue. I love the fact that I'm able to get up every day and go to work. I love doing tech support. I love music in all genres. Like, I just... No, ever since I was young, I just always wanted to do something in music. That's how I ended up being a songwriter since I was little, you know. As everybody was playing outside, I would just sit in my room and write songs, you know. And I ended up hooking up with these guys when I was in high school and we started the Blaze Up Click. BUC. No.
See
out
here in the...
Yeah. Alright. So, I always had dreams of making music and making it big. I just feel like, you know, it's a little difficult. You know, I took a stab at some R&B songs. I had a little, you know, rebound, fantasies to reality. No.
Check out that mixtape. It's on YouTube now. Blaze Up Hands Down. Yeah.
Blaze Up Hands Down.
Reality.
Yeah. I go.
But yeah, bro. Yeah. So my love for music was always there. So that's how I transcend in from being an artist into, you know, DJing. You know, it's been a little rough because, you know, I'm still trying to get the technique down. But, you know, my favorite restaurant is Cheesecake Factory, of course. I just love communicating. I love having people around. You know, brings out being me, being a people person. So like, people can come and talk to me about anything. I'm unbiased. You know, I'm not like these other people. No, people see me as a cool, chill person. I love positive affirmations. Basically, if you know me, you just have to like keep like pumping that positivity in me. If you see me like down, or if you see I'm struggling doing something, just throw the positive in me. Say you can do it. Push me. We get it done. That's how you help me reach the goals that we're trying to achieve. Positive affirmations. On the flip side, I hate unfairness. I hate being forced to do things, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing. I hate pessimism. I hate when people get me angry. You don't want to see me angry. I hate being toyed with. I hate being put on the spot when I'm in a room full of people. You know, it gets me a little nervous at times. I hate unreasonable people, and I hate anything manipulation wise. No, I'm positive, go look lucky, cool, calm guy. So these are the things about me. What do y'all gotta say on my behalf? Starting with you.
I'm gonna start, but before I start, I'm gonna play something real quick. Hope y'all can hear
me. Oh, yeah.
Can you see it?
Oh, cool.
And yes, Roddy is a star, y'all. Roddy, aka the star. You know, I met this brother in Robeson through Ricky. Apparently, Ricky told me that I had a brother. I look him crazy. Now I got a brother. So one day, he showed me who he got. Well, it was Roderick. I never met this man a day in my life. but you know, later, you know, me and him became cool. Apparently he looked up to me. I didn't know why. I was shocked. nobody looked up to me. I'm like, but turns out, you know, me and him had the same interest. We love music and stuff like that. We had him on our Blaze Up Club because he had talent. Because he had talent. And, you know, we wrote songs together. He was dope in the chorus. You know, just like I was dope in the chorus. Yeah, Roddy, boy, he been a real dude, yo. You know, he never did me wrong, you know, at all. You know, he always been real, you know. And you know, Roddy, you know, he don't see it yet, but Roddy is about to do amazing things. He got potential to be big at everything he do. He just gotta open that potential. And I believe, you know, I told you this, son. I believe you. I believe you can do big things, son. You just gotta open it and push hard. You know, you're my brother. Just want to say happy birthday. You know, it's killing it out there, y'all. And you know, I appreciate you on, you know, you joining the Premier Whip podcast. I appreciate you on, you being on my show for the old school show. Mm-hmm. And just continue to dream hard and push and just kill everything you do, son. Happy birthday, right, son. Yeah. Good vibes, yo. Good vibes. And ladies, get out on you. This is a good man, y'all. Get out this man, y'all. Lady, get out him, ladies. I'm done.
Okay. Some of the things I'm about to say, right? Y'all already know me. I got love for you, Roddy. You already know. We go back like fucking, you know, Mystical's hairline. Feel me? We go back like that.
There's been a bunch of times that me and you rolled out to places that Ken wasn't trying to go to. You know what I'm talking about?
Listen, Ken wasn't trying to cut school. Exactly. He was really trying to go to all classes. I was going to try to go.
I'm talking about like outings. I'll just hit you up, Rondell, and you just be like, yo, I'm down. Just meet up. Tell me the meetup place.
I'll probably do something.
Nah, you just didn't want to go to Brooklyn stuff.
Oh, that's true. Well, and we're going to party. You know, parties, you know, Brooklyn and Bronx party night. So y'all back with that one, son.
And as a promoter, that's crazy. We'll get to that in a minute. It's not about that. A lot of people don't know this about me and Roddy, right? You know, I got to keep it real because even though it's your birthday, it's still the Premier Boys podcast.
So of course. You
know, I got the buck.
Of course.
A lot of people don't know about this with me and Roddy, but from 2007 to about maybe 2015, give or take, almost 10 years.
Wow.
Always spent New Year's together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it pans out that way. You know what I'm saying? It just happened that me and Roddy, whenever New Year's popped, you know what I'm saying? Me and Roddy was out there. Cause I know, okay, you did the church thing during New Year's Eve and everything like that, and that's cool. Germs is sometimes rocking with us, you know. I will maybe pop in 1 year or whatever, but the constant between the New Year's, was always Roddy. Mm-hmm. For the most part, in that time period.
That's true.
And that told me a lot. Yeah. And that told me a lot because it showed me that you don't waver, you know? And in a time where people are doing that more often than not, you know, you being true to you and being true to the bros, not just as like a podcast member or a team of the music, you know, for the music or for the promotion, things like that. Like you wouldn't waver as a friend. You know what I'm saying? So and I appreciated that. You know what I'm saying? So I kept it, you know, I feel like, you know, it was good to keep you around saying, and keep you close, because you wasn't the type to like switch up on, you know what I'm saying? Or especially on us, or me. How I met you, you and Ken was together, right? Mm-hmm. And I honestly
thought it was with Trina, honestly, boy.
I didn't meet you with Trina. You know? I probably like talked to you and introduced myself.
I think I just seen you popped up in my class a couple times, but that's it.
Yeah, I keep telling people, I didn't go to class in high school.
Anyway, I've seen you popped up on my classes to see her.
Yeah, that was really it. The fact that I graduated was a miracle. You know what I'm saying? It's up. The way I was cutting classes. You know what I'm saying? I met you through Ken, and we was on Kingston, and I had my phone, mm-hmm. and I took a picture of you guys. I always kept it as a joke, because y'all do, I don't care what Ricky says, y'all do look like brothers. And okay. I thought that was Ken's brother. He just didn't tell us. Because, you know, you don't want to shake the boat. You know, you got a brother in the school or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know Germs had a cousin in robe until after the fact.
Who's Germs' cousin?
Patrick. From my grade.
Oh, I don't think I know.
That's right.
So, yeah, man. And I always felt like, for like the first year, I always felt, and I always joke about this, like, yo, bring your brother too, kid. Like, bring your brother. Me and Jess always do that shit. Because the resemblance is uncanny, honestly. Post-high school, you know, you was doing your thing with the school and everything, City Tech and everything like that, and you got the degree, and I was wildly proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Because it was in a sense where, you know, you saw something that you wanted to do, and you went and, you know what I'm saying? You went and got it, and you achieved it. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big thing. A lot of people don't do that shit, but you do. And for that, I'm glad that you're in my circle for that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a funny story between me and Roddy. And you was probably there for this. I probably spoke about this on a podcast, but if you didn't see that one, here it goes again. I had a birthday party, right? You know, turning up, you know, get lit and everything. Throw up all over the club. You know, had to get carried out of that bitch. Roddy was driving his mom's car, right?
Literally took my dad for last episode.
You're just joining us. You know what I'm saying? We could touch it. We could touch on it.
So I got a story about Roddy in the tour next. Okay. After we're done.
All right.
So we was driving or whatever, and I got smacked or whatever like that, threw up all in the back of his mom's car. You know what I'm saying? Car smelled like trash and ass. You know what I'm saying? The crazy part about it was, don't even do your face like that, Roddy, because y'all was the Wendy's during that time.
I heard. I don't know, the way I was thinking, I'm bugging for that one.
I'm like, y'all are wily, and y'all didn't even get me anything. That's even worse. But I was like, all right, cool. I probably ain't remember the shit. But I know you got like a wild trouble behind that. And I always felt like, even though I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. We got in trouble for it. I still felt like the fact, like, you didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
That showed me a lot.
It showed me that you were like being like solid as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And that's some shit you can't trade. You can't buy that. You can't buy solidity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's, you just gotta, you gotta, you don't. Got it in spades. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the type of person I am, if I ride with you, I try my best to ride with you.
You're not the only one.
And y'all seen it. I've seen it in many situations.
Yeah,
that's a whole. Yeah.
I try my best.
No, you do something. I can honestly say you never did me wrong. Of course, you made mistakes, but you never did me wrong, son. I can honestly say that.
Yeah, you never. Me on a situation where I had to sit you down and be like, you wildin', I'm about to smack fire out you. You know what I'm saying? Me and Kim got into countless fights.
Facts. You
know, lost count how many times we fought.
The fact that I think like six, seven times. Ain't that much. There's a lot left to resort, but
I will say. There's a lot more. The number you're thinking about it, multiply it by three. Or two.
Oh, wow.
But no, basically, what I'm trying to say here, to put make a long story short, you know, in life, you don't get a lot of solid people. You always get people that waver, bold. You feel me?
Yeah.
Roderick is one of those people. I say Roderick is not one of those people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Unless you really do some grimy,
exactly,
mess up, embarrass me in public type of,
yeah, I you ain't, I
disrespect me really hard type of shit.
And honestly, you never gave me a reason to do all that shit. You feel me?
I agree. You haven't done me either. Not for
you
me
never
either.
Gave me a reason for me to come out of pocket with you. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciated that. Yeah. So, on this day of your birth, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a shot for my boy, Roderick.
Yeah. DJ.
Love you. You're the bro. Go back like this was him. Bitch, feel me? Now,
yeah.
All right. So, you know, since my little drink, I got a story to tell about Mr. DJ Retro. I remember one time we would go to the spot called Crossroads, you know, and we were drinking the drink called Four Loko. We were ready to drink something, doing a pregame.
This man got the lows, some Four Loki lows.
Yeah, this man got the audacity to say, "I'm gonna drink this. Give me two drinks. We go mix together." I look at this man with the most crazy face. Like, what?
Now, for our viewers, at this time, this is when Four Loko was killing it. You know, these people were street because they Four Loko for whatever. And I already put some Bacardi in the Four Loko at that.
Yeah, exactly. We had two Four Lokos and Bacardi. Like, this man drunk it like it was water, son. We look at him like, yo, he's bugging. So he's drinking like it was water, son.
Like nothing seems to bother him. Like, and the crazy part about it was, he was all right for the rest of the night.
Yeah, pretty much.
That couple shorties too. I was impressed.
I was impressed.
It's like you really know how you can do that shit.
Yeah, but
y'all know something I did? I gave y'all innovative dance for the clubs.
True, he did.
Answer like myself, like, I could definitely appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to come up with new moves to, like, hit up the body or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was always my thing.
Because I was surprised, like, I stopped going to the club, and y'all told me one day, I said, that side-to-side shit you was doing, that shit worked. I
did, but I gotta switch up a little bit. I did that one time. Let me try the side-to-side thing, right? What you doing? I did it one time. About Kuso add some kin to it, and it worked. I'm like, oh, shoot.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie, because, like I said, it's pretty podcast, but keep it real. I saw you dance, you hit the side on the shorty. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I had to pull somebody to the side. I forgot who. I was like, yo, bro, look at this. You're just dying because the way you know what I'm saying? But then you bet. Like, and then maybe like four or five weeks later, I'm over at Crossroads or Octagon. Rebel, one of the three. But I was at a spot, and I'm dancing with a shorty. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We just go hit it. I'm gonna hit it with a side rope. You know? Hit it with side. You know what I mean? Like, and it worked out. You know? It worked out pretty well. I ended up bagging it, and I was pretty happy with my results. So it was good.
I mean... That's basically how I mean, people still to this day still try and teach me how to dance, but that's how I pick up my individual way of dubbing.
I mean, you already know, all of us do different things to dance or be get the lady. I mean, one thing about Roddy, Roddy never tried to be somebody that he's not. That's what I like about Roddy. He never tried to be somebody that I like.
That part.
Yeah, like, at all. I mean, of course, he would use like some style for, like, as a push, but he'll always been himself, and that's why I appreciate it.
Those pickup lines. Those pickup lines.
Oh, gosh.
Those pickup
lines. We'll pick up some Vibe what? Busy TV.
Don't bring those back up, man. That was the old Roddy, man. Don't bring that back. Don't bring that up.
You know I gotta do this. This is Premier Boys podcast. Yeah, I love my bro, but I gotta keep it a buck. You know, my integrity on this podcast cannot waver, just like Roddy's friendship.
Good thing Jordan's not here. Shout out to No Request. He would have been the perfect man.
He would have been the perfect person to talk about this shit with. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he would have been the perfect person.
You know what I'm saying? So, pulled up to a shorty on the Union Square, or whatever. You know, it was dance night. You know, we getting lit. You know, turn it up. You know, it's like 3-4 in the morning. Like, what the fuck was it? Roddy pulled up on his chick. Hit him with the old school, oh, you must be a terrorist. Because that pussy.
I remember that.
I'm my guy, no.
I remember Roddy said something about, girl, you look like the bomb. Kaboom. Something like that.
I'm like, 5th anniversary of 9/11. And I'm like, nah, bro. You can't use that shit. So it's too soon for that.
For real.
It's too soon to be making bomb pickup lines. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, mature from those pickup lines. These days, I don't even do that no more, bro.
None of us should be doing that. None of us should be doing that, son. We grown men now. We don't even pick that line. We be ourselves.
20 to 24 year old, you know.
I ain't gonna hold you. I hit that shit with my girl like a couple weeks ago. But I already got her. So it helped, you know. It looked at me like a loser, you know.
Long live the chief.
Oh, he in the building?
Long live the chief. Oh, everybody, long live the chief is finally in the building. Long live the chief.
The tribal chief.
Chief, come through.
Yes.
Long live the chief also. You know, happy birthday to this man right here to my left and somehow to my right at the same time.
I don't know how he pulled
him. One and only. What happened?
I don't know how you pulled him, how you pulled off him getting to the right and the left.
Facts.
That's chief stuff right there.
What kind of tool assisted sorcery is this?
Wear your cup, Molly.
Oh, shit.
You got that?
Hold on.
You know, I had to bring out the Cancun chop glass real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got the water.
The Cancun, my rogue, son.
Bro, come on. You got to do kayfabe, bro. That's goose.
Stop. Oh, I got a question for y'all, too.
All right, what up, son?
And I know all three of y'all can answer this. Name a time I really, really came through and explain what happened.
I just did. That throw-up situation. You feel me? That shit. You definitely came through for that because you could have dead just been like, yo, I'm out and drove off. You know what I'm saying? Me in the club, home. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you did it was fire. You know what I'm saying?
Thank God, like,
Yeah.
Came through real strong. I know you're thinking about one.
I'm pretty sure it's probably one of my drunkest stories. I'm pretty sure of it. I can't remember which one, but yeah, it's definitely one of the drunk stories.
Oh, sure. I know another one. And you reminded me of it, Ken, too. Thanks. The ski trip. And it was kind of a team effort on that part. Y'all let me use the room.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
The room for Smashy Smashy. And I did that. That was all up.
Oh, we know it. Mally, say what you got to say for your bro, man. Guess you got some story to tell.
I got a few stories. You know, I remember this one time. He wasn't born to be a loser. He's all about winning. You know, he took his lighter, took his camera to the ceiling.
That's another.
Oh, I'm queuing that up.
But we can play that. We should play that.
Yeah. Like, Roddy don't know how many times he came through for me on a low low, right? Like, when you look at this picture, I'm sure I called him short notice to do this show with me.
I was at that.
School on the shirt and he was just on the stage, right? I know there was a time period after the Clique stopped touring out together a lot, and he was with me like all the time. We was doing our thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time we had to improvise and do Teddy by ourselves because the freaking instrumental. That's when I learned the importance of having a backup plan at all times. I became Batman after that. Roddy, like, and one more just example, Roddy's like usually always the first person to have my back when it comes to like stuff like taking new chances, taking new adventures and stuff like this. You know, he was the first one to jump on Primerica with me, you know, all of that stuff. So I always appreciate him. That's my bro.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I'm a risk taker. I like to try things. You know, I like to try things, you know. I'm not shy away from doing new things at least once. I don't wanna say, you know, say I did it. I just won't skydive.
Yeah,
I might do that one day. I'm gonna do it after I raise my own net worth to $1 million. Jumping out of airplane.
That's a good idea.
Fuck around, a parachute don't work, and you don't know it until you gotta use it. Like, come on.
I got something to say about Retro. He also was one of the people, also next to Sands as well, who helped me get the gym and lights off the ground. He was one of my five people who I had for advice for the show. Roddy Woods, one of them. So,
didn't I give input for everything you did?
Well, pretty much. Most of the stuff, you did.
It's just when y'all started the YPG brand, I wasn't really there for the stuff, but I came to the parties when y'all had the big night.
Honestly, it is though. You was there when we first put the bitch together. You know, when we on that long ass bus ride back to the city. If you replaced Alvin with Raymond, that was the core YPG movement. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? We sat right in the back of that bus and was like, yo, we gonna turn up. We gonna be that squad. And everybody was with it. And honestly, you could have been doing a million different things. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, you've been doing a million different things, Roddy. But the fact that you came out and did those things with us made us treasure for you that much more.
Yeah.
Right.
It was during the time I was still fully in college, you know.
Yeah, you and became
I used my college network to help y'all build.
Sure you did. You did. You play a big part on in pretty much everything that we did. And you even put in a lot of work in everything that we did. You didn't have to do it. So I appreciate you for that, son. Always.
And I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even meet a lot of the new people that we have in our circle now.
That's true.
No, honestly. And I'm
taking Roddy brought some people. Roddy brought some people to the circle, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it wasn't for Roddy, there's people in the circle that is in a circle now that wouldn't be in the circle. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it comes down to us. Me, you, Ken, you, Alvin, and Germs. It all started there, you know?
Yeah, agree. Blazer Clique, yo. Roddy, pretty much, once we added Roddy, we had to change the name. It felt like we had to change the name. Once we added Roddy, right, Alvin? Once Roddy was added to the
clique,
we had to change
the name. Blaze of Glory first, right?
Blaze of Glory. Yeah. It felt like felt like we was after we got Roddy in, we was evolving. We need, like, you know what, we gotta really change it. It didn't feel right. We were aiming for something new, and Roddy was that new.
I'll hold you. I really did like Blaze of Glory though.
I mean, for the time.
I did too, but like, Blaze Up Click hit better for the time.
It did.
You know, we came out right when Mad Clicks was coming out too. Remember Boot Camp Click and
Fat
NBA, NBA, and the Duda Bug, the Duda Bug.
Right, yeah, all that crap. Nah, y'all don't know Roddy the Plug.
All that Skonex beef stuff, yo. We was.
I really got into a Skonex fight. That taught me a lot. All I needed to know about social media.
Facts, right?
Louise. Characters like Ken. You had the rap battles. You had the man out here calling. It was crazy.
The man. Oh, man.
Kenny, you remember when you went to the
shout out to the man, by the way. Shout out to the man, by the way, wherever you are. That's funny, son. Shout out to the man. I'm having Roddy.
Well, out here, apparently.
Huh?
No, you say so.
You remember the night you had to go to Bellevue?
Don't remind me about that night.
I remember that.
Don't remember about that night.
That was a rough one.
Yeah, alcohol poison, son. I drank too many Blue Islands. Yeah.
That was a rough
one. Yeah.
But I walked with you then, and then.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I appreciate you for that, son.
Yeah. And then we took the train back to BK.
Yeah, I remember it was you, Deborah, and Rondell. I remember that.
They kicked me out the ambulance because I was spazzing, you feel me? Because I'm like, yo, where are you taking my bro? You know what I'm saying? This is Long Island that was like this big.
Word.
You know, and I'm like, bro, where are you taking him? You know what I'm saying? And I was spazzing and they kicked me out. They're like, oh, we taking you to Bellevue. And for
me, I would have kicked you out too. You're in the back of an ambulance. So it's not clear where we're going. A hospital, nigga.
Yeah, and pretty much, and you know, they let me go for 30. They let me go 30 minutes later. I was upset because I was upset. I'm like, get here. But I appreciate y'all, both of y'all, for being there. Roddy, appreciate you for, you know, being there as well. You know, didn't leave and stuff. You know, appreciate that. You know, that was okay. That was Riley kid, but it ain't about me. So thank God. But yeah,
and the crazy part about it is, though, you still bagged that night. I don't know how you pulled it off. I really did.
That's the crazy thing about it. Rest in peace to Santos Party House. Everybody, that was the opportunity that we were promoting that. So they got, we were just party goers for that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, hold on.
Sorry to bring this up, Roddy. Remember Roddy with Ray Charles for the night. For that one night. You were Ray Charles that one night, son. Yeah.
I just had my glaucoma surgery and my eyes were still pink. So I didn't want to stay home. It was summer, so why the hell would I stay home? So y'all was having a blaze up night, so I just came through.
I also came through again
one at a time, but y'all was playing pool and nobody wanted to be around me, so I was like, all right, let me go home. I don't remember that day.
Came out blind just for the sake of coming out?
Yeah, you came out blind. You came out with the Ray Charles glasses, son.
Literally blind. Sit your ass home.
I got that picture somewhere in my Facebook, son.
I wasn't blind.
Devotion and shit.
I just had the pink eye still.
Dang, man, that car and still came out, bro.
Max, fans, yo. Maddie Mo
fans. Maddie looking at this shit crazy, bro. And I'm like, nah, for real though. Like, that takes a lot.
It does take a lot.
Nobody was like going through pink eye issues and stuff like that. Ain't gonna come out like that. You know what I'm saying? But Roger was.
I mean, my eye was messed up one time. Yeah, that's who came out with glasses. Yeah, actually, with another time, we went out to remember when we went to the fashion show. I was promoting for a short time, Roddy.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was this girl that I knew that turned out later. Me and her was in the acting school together. You know, Roddy came out with me for that event, that fashion show event, you know, at one point.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I've been there with y'all through the successful events, and I've been there with y'all through the losses. Remember those losses?
My man, I didn't notice Alvin Day.
Damn, I was like, yo, this is stupid.
Really, bro?
Yeah, we had a fun tonight.
I'm taking a break for sure now. Where y'all come? Hey.
That's a bottle, bro. You gotta bring a cup. There you go.
That's
cool. Hey. Yeah, but you like the pocket every time.
Seamus
plugs on that side, bro. I'm sorry, you said that I have a cup. I have to say a cup and then Seamus on the cup. I mean, I'm sorry. I said, bring a cup. I broke my cup.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot that you that.
But
you
also,
I have to take a shot of straight rubbing alcohol.
Because I got that shit at the crib too.
Crazy.
But Molly, I also helped get you at one show, everybody come out once. You remember that?
Which show was that? Was that this
in
one?
Queens. I think that was in Queens and
Oh, that was when we was driving.
Yo,
slow ass Bronco.
You drove to that shit and we almost died.
Back, son. And we went to catch up.
No, that wasn't this show.
Was it?
Oh, that was the
catch
up.
We went to catch up.
I know what you're talking about, not that one.
Oh, was it that one? It was another one?
I'm talking about one where we had to take the N train and go walk in Astoria.
That's when I did. Remember when I was at the bar
I met up with y'all after, I think. I think I met up with y'all
after. That one?
I was at work.
Mm.
I think I met up with y'all after. One show I met up with y'all after.
I was doing mad shows at that period of time. I came to like a lot of them.
I came to as much as I could.
Representing.
Yeah. You know, I remember we think the shorties out in the crowd or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was fire.
Like, I missed that shit.
Roddy, remember your birthday at Osicon? I mean, Rebel?
Yeah. What? Wait, Rebel? I had my birthday at Rebel?
You was on stage.
Oh, crap, that's I remember that. That was the most embarrassing part of that night.
I was there for that.
Raymond and Compton still got them videos, boy.
On the day of your birthday. In the memories. Where you were sitting there.
It's gonna pop up, son.
You hit the side to side on the shorty on a live in front of a live studio audience. Just was like, and the days go by. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I told you. That was the thing. That's how I learned to dance, bro. That was my signature move, boy.
Yo, the side to side saved. Yo, the side to side saved a lot of life, son. The Roddy side to side saved a lot of life.
Growing up there, shorty with the side to side. You know what I'm saying? Got the digits and shit. That's how that shit happened in that club that night.
Max.
Sure. Nah, my boy. Body. Yo.
What up?
You remember the last time we went? We was not the last time, but I think it was Capture that night.
You were driving. Yeah, you were driving. I remember. Yeah, you were driving. Yeah.
And we
Yo, oh, dude.
Body is the wingman extraordinaire, son. Yo,
facts.
Son, right? It was this shorty.
She was following you, I think.
He was talking for a minute, but the more we're talking, the more I'm drinking, right?
I remember this night.
And I'm just like, you know what? Nah, we got to make this move. So I did my best Nelly impression, and I flashed to the keys, right? I don't know why she went with me, because she had her own fucking car, too.
I remember that.
We had to go get her friend, and we got Roddy.
Oh, yeah.
And they went and drove her car, and we...
I remember that.
That was crazy. All that for nothing. No box. Zero box.
I don't know.
E plus box equals zero. No box.
Hold on.
What happened?
You could at least capture some demon time head from Squeeze, at least, right?
Nothing.
It was a failed night for both of us, because Shorty, because this the other Shorty was a
go though, right?
Huh?
Your Shorty was a go though, right?
Nah. She was playing. She wasn't feeling the vibes. It was up for both of us.
I remember that night. Y'all got the y'all took it to those shorties. I remember that night.
Hmm.
So I remember that night. Y'all came to catch her. Y'all went to those shorties. I remember that night.
Oh,
that shit is crazy.
But remember when we went to all three of us went to Tropical Fantasy and BK.
Tropical Fantasy.
Tropical Paradise and BK.
I was there, bro. I got that picture. I knew a couple of people there that night.
I remember that. Me, Roddy, Clark, and Alon went there for New Year's Eve.
We went there with another time. Us four went for it.
If I could find that picture, I got that picture somewhere.
Oh shit, I remember what happened that night. So I'm dancing with a chick, right? And I get low, right?
Oh yeah. You broke your leg.
No, I didn't break my leg. I did not break my leg that time. My pants ripped.
What? Oh, your pants. Oh, right. Your pants ripped.
Wait. Hold on. There's a time where we're not just gonna run past you breaking your leg in the club.
It was weird. I was dancing with Deborah, and then she popped down, and my leg went like this.
He did. Oh my God. Yo, he came to my house. Show me the cast.
I had a cat, bro. I came to the
crib. I thought he was joking. Like, yo, he like, yo, kid, bro. He was like, kid, I broke my leg. I'm like, yeah, he showed me the cast. I'm like, oh.
Like, nigga.
And you know something too?
I got put on the injured reserve list.
I had to sit out for a minute. I had to sit out for a couple weeks.
You did.
You know something too, bro?
Yeah.
I bagged the shorty earlier that year. I met the shorty at that spot.
Oh,
that ass?
Oh wow.
Y'all don't remember? So,
yeah. I know you bagged the shorty out there. I didn't know what I was saying.
Wait, who the girl?
It was Tasha. This girl named Tasha. She had blonde hair.
Oh man, that's like five different Tashas I know, right?
For real? No. But what I'm saying is that she met me at Rebel, and then we went to the party later that year.
Oh,
so I was like,
I remember.
And I was surprised. It was like kind of random.
I remember that. Wow. How about that?
It was crazy.
That was wild. but I have my pants ripped and I can't karate. I didn't want to come to anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I put niggas to laugh at me. You feel me? And I felt like Roddy would not laugh at me, you know, about my pants ripping while dancing. And he told me, like, chill in the back, sir. You know, chill in the back till it's time to go. I ain't gonna hold you. That was one of the smartest moves I made that night. And I danced, and I actually continued to dance with a shorty standing in the back. And I stopped on her real quick. I was like, listen, I'm not getting low no more tonight. You know? So, yeah, that was my lifesaver Roddy moment. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I know we got a special guest waiting to come in, bro.
We got
my boy Ron Lazima is coming during in a few.
Alright, so you ready
to jump on?
Gotta hype it up. We got a special guest coming to the Premier Boys podcast coming up in a few minutes. Ron Lazima, you know what I'm saying? Stopping by, wishing the bro Roddy a happy birthday on a special edition episode of the Premier Boys podcast. No news, no topics, no bullshit. Except for Roddy's birthday.
Just Roddy.
Bullshit, that's
love.
I don't
want to...
Time, baby.
In the meantime...
I don't want to be vague, but it's all about me tonight, boy.
That's right. And his velvety-ass do-rag.
Roddy Charles.
And a Rod PG shirt, yo. He's a part of RPG, so... You already know, I had to put it on today.
I gotta listen, get
some. He also, at the same time, somehow, is in a freshman in the building shirt.
Brand appreciation out here, out the ass right now. You feel me? Like,
let's play another Roddy track.
Wait. I got one. Hold on.
I got one too, son. Hold on.
All right, you go first. You said it first.
I already played. I'm gonna start before you got it, son. Play.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah. Here go another one.
Wait. Hold on.
Hey.
Oh, your boy's here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, Oh, the guest is here.
All right, so we got our guest right quick. Roddy's guest for the special episode of the Real Boy Podcast.
Ron Zemo.
Yo.
You in the building, boy.
Hey, welcome to the show, man.
Let me be number one.
Not loud.
That's my music, bro. Check it out.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
There we go. You know, I already had to put one of Roddy's best lyrics on the name part real quick. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Nah, let my boy hear that cigarette, bro, cigarette real fast. Ron,
say again.
We letting you hear some of my tracks.
Copy.
Bro. My music.
Copy.
All about me tonight, boy.
Play this record as possible. I wasn't born to be a loser. I'm all about winning. You can take the lion and hide it to the cement. Don't end up in the casket. Cigarette ashes.
Okay.
You could flick a meme and think that you lost me, put me out of that cash and think that you cost me. You could cast me a son, now don't forget where you tossed me, cause I'm a king, I'm always gonna be where a boss be. Like a stove, I explode when you think that you off me. No disconnect, I don't deal with disrespect. I connect with kicks to chest that I make your heart flex. My constant attack and will lead you to contractions. I got a backhand that can take your soul and extract it. My victory free may seem so unattractive. I mean, you want to see a turn into a black man. So worry, I'll wait. Then I put my victory all up in your face, showing you that an ass can turn into a great flame. Humble in every loss, every fight, underdog. But when I win and I will, everything is so real. Never fake, right? Fucking hate, which I levitate. Sit back and meditate, ventilate, overbake and make some levels quake. I'ma stretch the game like Yoga B. Smarter than the average like Yogi B. Took a while to come out of my shell. Yoga B, but it was that shell. That darkness that molded me. That fire inside scolded at me. Holding me, telling me I was as great as I'm supposed to be. And if nobody is close to me, God got my back. So when you're throwing me, praying that you don't see me, hoping B, I'ma be the one burning down your green in the open B. My rise to the top may seem slow, but when I rise, you fall. Hey, you ain't even know it, lost the way. And be like, where that heat go? It's right here. Spitting infinity like, yeah. Couldn't you kidding me like, yeah. It's not fair that your flame is like fair. And my flame will end this firefight right here.
I wasn't born to be a loser. I'm on
the
bow
with
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is this?
End up in the casket.
What?
Yeah, that's some heat. That's some heat. All right, who is that? Which one of y'all was that?
That was on the hook, boy.
Huh? Oh, he's on the hook, Melly Mel.
Copy.
Was fire.
That was on the spin, but Roddy actually wrote that hook. People don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
that's fire.
I had no idea how to get it, like. He was the reason that song became a thing because I heard the beat. I liked the beat.
Yeah.
I even wrote to it. But then when he wrote that chorus, it really brought it together and I rewrote a little bit. So it had a direction after that.
Nah, that's fine. That's fine. First of all, I'm sorry guys for my tardiness. I have some stuff I had to take care of in Brooklyn and fly back to Jersey to come here for this.
Definitely.
I was tardy too. Just pop your drink.
Well, I've been on my water shit lately, so.
You're not the only one.
If you ain't got alcohol, lie, man. They can't see.
He's lying. I got nothing but vodka in this. This is all straight up vodka in here.
My man.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. One second. One sec. There you go. See? I got the white hand on deck just for y'all.
Oh, shit.
You feel
Came
me?
Came through with the white henny. So, Ron, we're going around saying some good things about me, you know? Wishing me happy birthday. Want to hear from you now, man.
Oh, today's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Wait,
today's birthday. Due to this bridge. What is his out? It will be his birthday. So, yeah.
My bad.
Edit
that out,
Ken. How old are you now?
I'm going to be 32, boy.
32, son. We getting up there, bro.
Yes, we are.
Yo, I do that math for mad long. What year you graduated?
I think 14.
14? Okay, yeah. Yeah, son. I knew that man for mad long, son. Now look, my man running podcasts and stuff. I see you.
Yeah, bro. We're doing big things out there.
Yeah, I respect it. That's fire. I'm happy for you though.
Spit your word, bro. It's all yours.
Huh?
I said say little things about me, you know.
I mean, all I know, I only know you from school though. I don't know you crazy well like that. You feel me? I mean, you. I was always cheating off his papers in class. I'm gonna keep that honest right now, because he's definitely the smarter of the two of us. You know what I mean? But aside from that, I don't know.
You gotta say some positive things, bro. It's my B-day, man.
I was positive. He just called you smart.
Yeah, that's one.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know you crazy well like that. You feel me? But one thing I'll give you is I know you're talented because I know you be on your DJ shit. And then you're, especially in some of them CST classes, you was definitely smarter than I was. Because I was definitely copying over you in a couple times. So those are the two I definitely could say now. I know that. I know that for certain.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You're my bro, man.
Yeah, nah, that's facts. My man got a whole Hugh Hefner robe on. I'm crying. With the silky, I see you.
You already
that's
know
fire.
It.
Fire. Yeah, no, I got a black velvet durag in the crib, but that's for me when I'm asleep.
I got a black durag too, but it don't make sense to me to be able to stay there, yo.
You already know after this, I'm already hitting the bed and everything, so you know.
Yeah, nah, that's facts. Now, actually, I gotta contact some of my editors because, like, I don't know if Rod told y'all, like, I do YouTube or whatever.
Nice.
Right. So, but like, I'm at the point now where I'm like, I'm not editing my videos myself anymore. I just don't have the time. You feel me?
You know what's funny? I felt like you did YouTube or something like that because the camera quality is.
I need to step my game up. You know, I need to step my game up.
It's definitely some situation you got going right here, though.
Sorry?
Like, that's definitely like a Twitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A quality type situation you got going on right there.
Yep.
Like, it's pretty fire. Yep.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. But so, yeah, you know, I'll be doing it to them. Huh?
Tell them exactly what you about, what you do, you know, all the things.
I mean, I dabble in a little bit of everything, you know. I consider myself a playmaker. You know what I mean? I put pieces where they need to be or whatever. But I'm on Twitch, YouTube. Actually, I just hired a couple new editors now, you know, so I can start getting my videos out there like on a more consistent basis.
Nice.
But yeah, so I do YouTube, I do Twitch, I'm on Instagram, crazy. I'm a little bit on Facebook and a little bit on Twitter. You can find me anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I do like gaming and vlogs and it's just content creating, really.
Nice.
Because like my logic is that even if, like I always say, like I make my YouTube videos for me. You know what I'm saying? Like those are videos that I want to watch. You know what I mean? So like 50, 60 years from now, you know, like I got my kids or whatever. I'm like, oh, look, or my grandkids. Like, look, you know, this is what I did back in my day and, you know, all that or whatever. You feel me?
Yeah, and I feel like that too. You know, I always wanted to like I have all these content, I have these music and I have these videos and stuff. I always wanted to leave some type of legacy to go back to.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But the songs we have, that's like a legacy because people still talking about it now, you know?
Yeah. That's facts. I, you know, that's a good thing about like the internet is that, you know, like once it goes on the internet, it's there forever. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't know what the internet's going to look like 20 years from now, but I remember what it looked like 20 years ago. You feel me? You can still find videos and music and songs and pictures and stuff from back then. So I'm like, yo, 20 years from now, I'm good.
Yeah,
I mean, like I can show like my generations after me. Like, oh, this was your great, 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 great grandfather type deal. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, man.
Like saying that we're able to have something, you know, that we can build for generations and generations. Because a lot of kids, they grew up and their parents didn't have that type of situation.
Yeah.
So that generational shift, I feel, has to start with us.
Yeah.
Gotta be the same. That, dope. You know, what?
I would pick. I would background.
That's the picture, right? That was the night.
I remember that night vividly.
That was Octagon. That was Octagon.
Yeah.
Jeez, how long ago was that?
At least one of y'all had to
pick. That was Octagon.
2012.
We started promoting in 2011. That Octagon, we were promoting Octagon 2013, I think. Yeah, 2013, 2014. It was around that time.
Jeez. Damn, Rod, you look like a Gerber baby, bro.
What?
You look mad young.
Oh, nah. You want to see him look young? Give me
one. Oh, no.
He got pictures, bro.
I think I'll be able to do the background thing real quick. Let me see if I can find background right there.
But Ron, you should talk about your whole studio situation you got going down.
Yeah, so I got a studio in Brooklyn. You feel me? It's a photography, YouTube, and podcasting space. You know what I'm saying? My boy actually runs the photography side of it. I do the YouTube and the podcast. And yeah, man, it's hella fun. It's in Williamsburg. The only thing I don't like about it is that it's a walk up. It's a four flight walk up, and you know your boy's a little extra chubbiness in the face. You feel me? So walking up them stairs is just be killing me sometimes. But yeah, You know, I let people come in there and do their podcast. I actually shout out to my business partner, SWS Productions. You know, that's his photography studio, as well as Technical Workers Studios, where I do all my Ron Lozano recording and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, I don't even know what else to say. You know, like, you kind of put me on the spot. I'm used to doing the interviewing, not being interviewed.
Oh, I feel you, bro.
You feel me?
I know the feeling. Trust me. I do a lot of that. I know the feeling, man.
Yeah. A little bit more.
Have to like link up once like this whole pandemic situation eases up a little bit. When we all back up the way we should.
Yeah.
Studio vibe.
Bro, y'all already know. So an open invite. Whenever y'all ready, just hit me up. Nice. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that, yo.
Yeah.
Ready know, bro. Trying to get that.
As everybody knows, we still got a few more episodes left for the season one finale, and then we got season two coming back up sometime soon, so keep an eye out on that.
Yeah, definitely. What platform are y'all on? Like, I think I saw, like, y'all supposed to be on SoundCloud, right? No, Spotify.
We on Spotify, we on Anchor, we on
iHeart. Anchor's the clutch.
No, we're not iHeart. We're not iHeart.
I was about to say.
We're on Apple, Amazon Music.
Okay.
Spotify.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have not got on iHeart yet. We're working on it yet.
Or was that the gentleman podcast?
No, I met the gentleman. Met the gentleman on iHeart. Okay. They never hit me back for the Premier Boy yet. They take long to bring us in.
To approve people, right?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Velvety Durag Sands. I just think the name, I'm crying.
Nah, like, I got some shit. I got some shit for the head. I got different headgear for every episode.
I'm crying.
He really do, though.
See, I just listened, like, I've listened to a couple of episodes, but I didn't know about your headgear game.
We got the YouTube version as well. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hold on, let me go subscribe right now.
Yeah. Then look up YPG, aka Premier Boys. Oh, let me write it in the chat.
YPG, you know, right?
Yeah, YPG. I'm gonna post it in the chat. Hold on. All right. AKA Premier Boys.
Nah, that's not, honestly, like, for me, like, I try to do, and I can discuss this now because it's like a special edition episode or whatever, so I could definitely get a little behind the scenes real quick. I try to do things that, you know, that would.
That's an old school picture.
Oh, hell no, bro. That's
you bugging with that one.
Wow. He is bugging with that one,
man. Nah, boy.
Bro, that big at least 12.
Yo, that shirt.
That was mini baby shower.
No, not Moogle.
Oh, Moogle. Oh, that was the other one that got pregnant.
Jesus. What year was this?
I don't even remember. This was 2007 or 8. I think 2008, I think.
Jeez.
Look at that freaking Aeropostale shirt I'm wearing. It had to be latest 09.
My man said Aeropostale. I ain't even remember that company.
Yo, that orange shirt is bad luck, sir. I had to burn that shirt, son. That shirt was bad luck, son.
I'm crying.
You know what happened with that shirt right there? That shirt is bad luck,
man. I remember the comments vividly of this pic, though. They were like, yo, how we look like the Ninja Turtles and Roddy look like. Are you trying to pass?
Bro, I had
y'all garbage for that, bro.
I remember I got taped on that shirt and I was trying to hide it, bro.
Oh man, I embarrassed, yo.
Jeez.
All I need now is somebody to pull up a bowling night pick, and I'm like, yo, listen.
He said that can be arranged.
Please don't give him that idea, bro.
Bro, don't give him. I'm probably the old pictures, though. I'm probably the old pictures, yo.
Though, which is fire though. When your birthday come back round, we gonna do a tribute just like this, and we gonna be like, yo, I've been clutch, man.
The next birthday is me. The next birthday is me. Dang. Yeah, yeah. I am the next birthday, and that's May. So that's
gonna
be a long time.
Yeah,
we get
to
see three
by then, though.
Yeah, it probably.
I have a bad habit of being late to my own birthday specials.
So. I'm the same way, bro.
You did not show up for the birthday.
Yeah, you did not show up for the birthday. That's like I was giving it up like this. Yeah, I get to sit around and we just call random people to say nice shit about me.
This was just a Roddy idea, but we might do it.
Well, it's a good ass idea.
We're gonna do it for every birthday now.
Actually, but no, bro, that's too toxic. I was like, no exes for me, bro. I love my life.
We can call in exes. Son. We could call in exes and old teachers. Make it like this is my life, and just cuss them out like The Rock.
Old professor, no old teacher, none of that, bro. Unless if it's Miss Bowser.
Jeez,
Miss Bowser.
Look at my freaking jawline. And another.
He really pulled out the bowling pitcher, son. He pulled out the bullet pitcher.
What the fuck?
Your face is hidden by like.
But he making me wanna. Making me wanna do a bowling night again soon, bro. What's good?
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I'm too scared to go outside. That's a dub.
My cousin caught it.
And he was like, yo, and like, mind you, he's all right. So I'm 5'9", so he's like 6'2", but we built exactly the same. Like, you see, obviously, we're cousins, right? And he said, like, his wife even told me, he was like, yo, the way he was curled up in the bed, just on some, and it, like, clear, like, this is a grown man. Like I said, you know, like, think of a bigger version of me. You feel me? And I was just like, nah, I don't want no parts to that. Cause to make him curl up like that.
Yeah, that's crazy, son. Mm-hmm.
I'm good. That guy who survived, though, because you know people were out here dropping like flies when it first dropped.
Yeah, no, son.
Not a real thing, man. People keep talking about how it's not real or whatever. This is a real shit. You know what I'm saying? Really, you got people that work out regularly. You know what I'm saying? And catching this shit, and they're dropping.
Yo, I just heard, I was watching a podcast this morning, and they were talking about how this kid lost both parents in less than 100 days.
Oh, wow.
That's all right. Right, I'm not going outside at all. Sorry?
Unless it's the life insurance thing. Hold on. Y'all know I do the life insurance thing. Like, people were trying to hit me up retroactively. I'm like, you can't do this retroactively.
It don't work that way, though.
But, like, this one lady, she hit me up to see if, like, her people had one because her mother died, her uncle died.
Jeez.
And then I think her father died all within 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Man, that's a lot.
That's a lot, son.
That's the thing about life insurance. As soon as I started making real money, I made sure everybody in my family had a policy. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know.
Yeah, that's true. You never know. Agreed.
Sister, not to really corona related, but I lost her during, like, unexpectedly in June. And I felt like that's the one that shook me. And I was like, yo, I got to stop. Like, I gotta get my shit together. I gotta get washed away. I have a little, but not OD. It's gonna sound like a shameless plug. But if y'all need life insurance, y'all can't go through this pandemic without no damn life insurance, bro.
That's a fact.
If y'all need life insurance, go see the guy below me, Alvin.
He's
over here for me.
Listen, late night with Larry King.
That's a fact. Like I said, like as soon as I started making real money, not my first job out of school, but my second job. One of my homeboys, he started doing life insurance, but that's, it's whatever. Like, as long as you have, like you need life insurance. All right, now he's over here.
Facts, so.
Wait, no, now he's over here. I'm lying. He's over here now.
He down here now. He down here for me.
It's like the Brady Bunch.
But
I'm not gonna lie,
this year been crazy. Y'all ain't know my story. Y'all can hear on my show. I'm gonna speak about it on the finale of my show. But even though this year crazy, thank God we still got Roddy for another year. That's all that matters, because this year has been crazy.
Give myself a round of applause for that.
Roddy is the plug.
But yeah, man. Let me see something. Oh, Rod, you turned in what, 45 minutes?
He's the whole birthday boy out here. He already 32 now.
Wait, what you mean?
Oh, this episode coming out tomorrow.
When the viewers see it, you will be.
We gotta play, you know what I'm saying? Kayfabe ain't dead. We gotta keep it that way.
It's like when they film two wrestling shows, like back to back, but they come out and say, I'm gonna see you next week, and then come out 30 minutes later.
Oh yeah, next week now. I'm not gonna hold you.
What happened last week? I'm here to get my revenge.
Do you know how many videos I've posted on YouTube where I was like, I'll be talking, oh yeah, last week, and it's like, nah, bro, like I recorded that 15 minutes ago.
Oh dude.
You know why though? Because like, or at least in my case, I just don't have time to like every day sit down behind the computer. And that's how TV shows do it. Like Game of Thrones, they shot all back to back to back. And then they chopped it up. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's what I do for like 90. Nah, let me not say 90, but like, especially recently now, that's what I've been doing for a lot of my videos.
Max, I know. This episode, we just breaking the four walls in this episode. This ain't your regular Premier Boys podcast vibe. This is just us vibing with the birthday.
Yeah.
Kayfabe ain't dead. Fuck it.
Kayfabe ain't dead.
You talking about y'all got merch?
Yo,
we got merch.
Yeah, I need a shirt.
Oh, the YPG shirt.
Yeah, I need a cop one. Where can I buy that though?
I've been trying to make shirts for a while, but yeah. I'm gonna start making shit.
When y'all officially get y'all plug, let me know, because I definitely want a cop some stuff.
Oh, that's
dope. I got you.
Of course.
We gotta make that happen for real. I mean, I don't know. This was just a custom made, but I've been trying to get the team to get it, but it didn't happen. But we definitely put some shirts on now. So I think it's time.
You're right. No, I need like
you just gotta do it. Like, right here.
Bad, bro.
You know what's crazy? You rock that. The building shirt in Jamaica when I was in Jamaica.
Dude.
My first time, the fresh one in the building, so like, yeah, we're like, yo, that's tough. I'm like, yo, good looks.
You know what I'm saying? Good looks. But tell them where to buy it.
I ordered those shirts. I was in like the middle of Jamaica. Like, I ain't had internet. No Wi Fi. I was on a resort.
They can find it.
Farm.
Yeah, that's one thing I learned. When you go to these resorts, bro,
they can find that.
When you go to these resorts, like, if you step off the resort, you are in the hood. It don't matter what country you're in.
No, that's a whole fact.
It's like they build the resorts in the middle of the hood, and it's like, stay there, don't leave. That's why they make it so nice inside the resorts.
Me and Bae went to Mexico or whatever, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We would drive, we hit the taxis or whatever. We took the taxi from our Airbnb, and then to like the tourist shit where they be walking or whatever. In the middle of that, it seemed kind of hoodish.
Quick question. Like, I'm going to drop this in the chat. This is y'all channel, right? I just want to make sure I follow the right one.
Hold on.
Let me
make sure.
This is
it. I bet. Just wanted to make sure. Yeah, that's it.
I bet. So yeah, let me hit y'all with a subscribe. You feel me?
Appreciate it, man. Big support, bro.
Yeah, nah, son. I say that about everybody, son. I'm like, I don't care what stage of development you at. Let me know what you need me to do to support, and I will do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a creator, bro.
One thing I'll say about Roddy is that when we first did the early episodes of this shit, before we hit like the Zoom or whatever, we was just dead in Bryant Park, shooting the episode off the phone. You feel me? Ken had a notebook with notes of the episode. And we just did the shit right in the park.
I still got notes of the episode for both shows. I still got notes.
And honestly, that's how this thing started. And I like the fact that Alvin came on as, you know, as things got on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Was getting into like the second wave of shit.
Got a little spicy, man.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I feel like it started with, like, you, Ken, me, and you, Rob. And I appreciate it. 100.
That's fire. That's fire.
Yo, anybody got any final words before we call it a episode?
Real quick? Got here.
You missed a lot, bro. You missed a lot.
I see. I'm so upset. You know what's crazy? I left the house, right? I was like, all right, I have to be back before 8 to get on the podcast.
Right.
And traffic was just like, nah.
It happened, bro.
Like, I left. So I got off work at 5, right? I've been working from home. I got off work at 5. I'm flying. Ironically, the same thing happened to me last Saturday when because I had to go to the studio. I'm flying. Yeah. I get on the turnpike and I'm out. As soon as I get off the turnpike to go into the Holland Tunnel, bro, grinding hole. And I'm just sitting here like driving Miss Daisy 3 miles an hour going through the tunnel. And I've made that drive from my house to my mom's house and back in under an hour.
Dang.
Oh, you got caught, homie.
Yeah, exactly. And then Rod called me and he was like, remember, you got to be here for the podcast. I was like, completely played myself. That's all me. I'm so sorry, guys. I promise you, 9 times out of 10, I'm more professional than this.
Well, don't worry. We're gonna bring it back. So we're gonna bring it back for us.
I feel more professional than me.
Melly uses the late one anyway, so he uses the late one.
Yeah, well, if he was later than me, then we got a problem.
That's a hard point.
Yeah. But we got like a lot of two situations going on, so we definitely going to bring you back on that one.
Say that. I'd love to be back. This is mad fun. Rod, thank you for the invite, bro.
No problem, bro.
Yo, Ken, right what before up? We get off, somebody wanted to say happy birthday to her, to Roddy. Let him in.
Who?
Let him in.
I don't know the person that hit me up. Wait, hold on, don't say that yet.
I gave the homie the wrong thing.
You did that same shit to me for that other meeting, bro. I knew it.
No. You said you ain't see it, and I had to screenshot it that it was right there.
Yo, we're breaking all the fourth walls, yo. This is like an uncut. I'm not adding nothing in this episode. I mean, this is uncut. Strictly
Roddy, bro. The next episode, we gotta add the hell out of that. But
yeah, the next episode we gotta be back to be professional. But this is Roddy's birthday. We get the behind the scenes, breaking all the four walls, all that good stuff.
Are y'all gonna say happy birthday to me? What's good, bro?
Happy birthday to Rod.
Hey!
Got the air horns. I'm fired up about the air horns.
I need that. I got to my game. Happy birthday, Roddy!
Happy birthday, brother!
You know, Roddy, you're my brother. You've always been a loyal dude. You know, continue to do your thing. Break out that potential, son. Cause you got a lot of potential and a lot of things. Break it out, son. You could be a killer. Do your thing, bro. Happy birthday, man.
Oh yeah.
Roddy, we go back like 4 steps in the Cadillac out here in this bitch, for me.
I take offense to that. I had a Cadillac and I never had flats.
Listen, at least 4 out of 5 people I know that had Cadillacs, they had flats at one point in time. So I'm kind of with it.
It doesn't count as a flat if you bust out the whole tire.
Ain't nobody got the Stevie Wonder.
You ain't got
song,
no
bro.
Tire. That's not even a flat.
Right, Roddy, we can't play it. Sorry, I ain't trying. Copyright. I can't. Copyright issues.
All right,
we can't do that last time.
But no, honestly, copyright though,
issues. We deal with that type of team.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I do.
We're gonna have to do like the button podcast and play the song, but don't like don't play on our on audio.
Yeah, we can't do that. I mean, good thing that we own the Blaze Up clones. So we good. We own those songs. So that's different.
We own our content.
So the Molly clones, right?
Like I said, you know, we got we celebrating your birthday. God willing, we're gonna celebrate it many more.
Wait, hold on. We have a guest.
Oh yeah, here we go.
I don't know who this is, but we have a guest. I'm about to invite them. We have a guest. I don't know who this is, but we have a guest.
Oh, shoot.
Happy birthday, Rock.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, my guy?
I'm good, boy.
I heard you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for everything. Thanks for coming through, man. Celebration.
Of course. Shoot.
Yeah.
Out here celebrating the homie birthday, you feel me?
It's a birthday.
Wait.
Yo, what about Roddy, son?
Fizzle, you are not from New Orleans. Why'd that just happen to your voice?
Why? I do many voices. You know this. Like, I do many voices. My impressions are on point.
Man, y'all like can't play no. Y'all can't play no birthday songs for me tonight.
Listen, this is what you're gonna get as a birthday song.
What you wanna hear, Roddy? Fuck it. What you wanna hear?
I got him right here.
A Teddy could be.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
He could be a type of bear. What a teddy really is to me.
Oh, we ended out with this, bro.
That make my jaw drop quick. Teddy's on the right, Teddy's on the left, Teddy's in the front, Teddy's in the back. Teddy's on the left, Teddy's on the right, Teddy's in the front, Teddy's in the back.
Hey,
Teddy's over here, Teddy's on the side. I ain't into games and silly flirts, but I got a thing for dames and mini skirts. Call me Lion Tamer, I make kitties purr. Is that your boo? Tell your man I'ma get his girl. Leave that body humming, call me the buzzer beater. Keep it real easy, pipe game locked, Mario Luigi. Teddy's on the right, Teddy's on the left, Teddy's in the front, Teddy's in the back.
Somebody need to sign that, man.
Okay.
Hey.
Up in the club.
I can pass for my part.
I pass her my big ass, she grabbed my hand. Crying on me, and I knew she was ready. Everybody there. Let me whisper in your ear. Girl, let's go to
Sonny first.
I'm gonna show you how this gentleman can do. I watch what she wearing. She got eyeliner, so her hair is done. Her swag is way up there.
Up there, dude.
Combined with mine, they say she bad. Dangerous. Some more come up to me. So now I drop the line. I do what I gotta do to take it to the room. We going in. Don't be surprised, boo.
All right, so we got the ladies at the club. We got them at the club. Point. Everybody, take them back home. And then we're going to have a...
Smooth as shit, boy.
Hey. Maybe next time I play the one where we have to do that show, you have to do the whole test part two.
Teddy's on the right, Teddy's on the left, Teddy's in the front, Teddy's in the back.
Hey, Fabe ain't dead.
Well, I was going to do the club while scouting some teddies. Shorty came to me, so she seemed like she ready. Party's almost over, so I tell her let's roll, so I can take her down, then have her overload. Then we wake up, and it's 5 past noon, about to kick her out. Another's coming in soon, got a trick up my sleeve to set the mood. Instead of rapping, I'ma serenade you.
Ghosting boy.
So we head back to my room and do.
It's Rod, you sick too?
And then after the
night, yeah, bro.
I get another one and a half a teddy. I don't want to do it. You have to be number one. I'm walking back. Don't want to think about it. I'm not your Reba. I'm not your Reba.
We can do all this without the
don't want to
think about it. This is my shit. Nobody can tell me nothing about this song. This was my shit.
You say you're not quite over him.
Gotta make the body face.
I can see by the way you answer him. I'm not the one that he's but the feelings you have for him, just give it all to me. I know he's a father. Father,
bro, Roddy, yeah,
love it's more.
How?
You flowers.
Boy, yeah, the
tall. Can't measure. Let me tell him, get lost. Cause what we build in here is not temporary. No, don't wanna be in the background. I'm not sure rebound. I'm not sure rebound. No, I'm not sure rebound. No, no, no. Don't wanna be in the background. I'm not sure rebound. No, I'm not sure rebound. It's crazy how you try to get at me. I got over you. You was playing games, acting like a lame. So I replaced
yes,
you. I know he's a father, but love is more.
He can't
measure up to me, tell him get lost. What we're building here is not temporary. Don't wanna be in the background. I'm not sure rebound. I'm not sure rebound.
That's the last word.
I'm not sure rebound. Don't wanna be in the background.
Down here was
kind of
fire.
That was dope. I'm not sure rebound. Now your boyfriend got you all sad and blue, and you want me as your boyfriend number two. What in my time and physical treasures, knowing deep down that your ex don't measure. Good conversation and tons of pleasure. Nights out on the town when we're together, dreaming about your boy make you feel so moist. I do what I can, don't got no choice, but you gotta put me first. All or nothing, no background treatment, cheating and fronting. Don and Louie and Seth be having you stunting, working as a team in this race that running. When worst come the worst, I'll be that dude you rely on to try to get you through that perfect storm. Put your toys away, it's time to make it official, cause Aaron is home, just loving it. Does he buy you flowers? Yeah. I know he's a father, but love is lost. He can't measure up to me, tell him get more. Cause building here, it's not a matter of I know he's a father, but love is Lord. big can't measure up to me. Talented Lord.
I wanted to add that, but I
got temporary.
That was fire. Yo,
classic.
I'm telling you, that should
took me back a little bit.
We would have pushed all our shit 10 years ago, boy.
Boy. That shit was fire. I ain't gonna hold you.
Thanks, yo. And y'all could get that song on our YouTube channel, MyPG, aka Premier Boy TV. The whole 6 songs and mixtape is on there.
I definitely just subscribed.
We're gonna go to end of here. Once again, happy birthday to the bro Roderick, aka DJ Retro, doing big thing. You're killing it. You know, happy birthday, bro.
This is a fun episode, bro. This is a fun episode, you know. Sharing my life, sharing my music, sharing, you know. All the Jews, it's been good, you know.
Yeah.
I had enjoyed it, so definitely follow me on, you know, Roddy F.E. And, you know, that page is up and coming, so yeah. Good find you, you know. Everybody drop your plug.
Yeah, also, shout out to the guests that came out for Roddy's birthday. Shout out to them. I'm going to let them say their last words to the two guests out here.
Hassan, you go first.
All right, cool. So I met this amazing guy called Roddy through brother Alvin, and shoot, bro, happy birthday, my guy. Live it up to the best way possible. My plug on the gram is Artistic Okami. I be flexing with graphic design work, so if you need something, let me know. I'm a little rusty, but I'm here for the cause. And your Roddy, man, blessings, bro. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Yeah.
Represent, man. I'm glad.
So, yeah. Shout out to my boy, Rod. Appreciate you for having me on here, brother. I've known you mad long, but I think this is, like, one of the few times, like, this is probably one of the first times, like, you and me have chatted, like, this, in this kind of setting. You feel me? But shout out to you. You know, happy birthday again. All, like he said, all blessings. You guys can definitely follow me on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of it is Ron Lezama, RonLezama. That's Ron Lezama, RonLezama.
Following you.
Follow this guy, boy.
definitely getting a follow, bro.
Appreciate you.
he already got me already. We already good at networking. We already good on that, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
And you already know, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Y'all can follow me, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Ken _ Mr. Gentleman. You already know, each and every Sunday, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. We on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on the radio. Also, check out the latest episode of the Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro. We talk about R&B groups. Show love. Yeah. Y'all plug it, guys.
And you already know, before you even decide to try to come follow me or whatever like that, make sure you go follow. Make sure you go support a black business out here. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't got a black business in your area, you can support us. Do like Jake Paul after we knocked out Nate Robinson. Make sure you like and subscribe. You feel me? After you do all that, you can follow me at Aaron Sands Premier. That's AaronSandsPremiere. And if you want to get in the photography mode, you want some shots taken, want me to shoot your event, you can hit me up also on Shot by Sands. That's SHOTBYSANDS for all of your photography.
Love of Rains, niggas won't be the game, but long live the
team. Doing that shit in 4D.
Yo, hold me on getting two for that, son.
Don't worry, it was less than 10 seconds. I planned that out to perfection. Yep. I know my fair use, like, definitely, super happy birthday to one of my best bros on the planet. Love you like a brother, like that came from my own mother.
I'm wishing you well. Hope to see this same day again in 2021 and do this same type of thing again.
Yeah, bro.
With that being said, listen, it's Christmas time. It's time to get your finances right. If you want to get your finances right, I'm the man. Also, it's Christmas time. If you need to put some more money in your pocket, if you're looking to grow in your life, you come to me, right? I can help you out. I can show you some things. Listen, my Instagram is they call me Mally Mal, T-H. I'm not going to tell y'all how to spell they call or me because I know y'all can spell. I'm going to tell you Mally Mal, though. M-A-L-I-M-A-L, right? Follow me. I can hook you up. I can get your life right.
I can upgrade you.
And that business is Aaron approved.
Ah.
I just need you to follow right now.
Y'all gonna be following us tonight, bro.
Premier Boys Podcast on IG. That's PREMIEREBOYZ Podcast. If you don't know how to spell podcast, get a Rosetta Stone first and then follow.
Yes, bro.
And you know, once again, thank y'all for tuning in. This is your
bro. I get the last word, bro.
Oh, you're right. My bad. Excuse me. Right. My bad.
Rude.
My bad. I forgot. I'm right, birthday. Okay, I think I see you back on this one. Got you to do it, but I think I see you back on this one.
Yeah. I'm glad to ring in 32 years on this earth, bro. You know, a lot more to accomplish, but I'm just glad to be here celebrating another birthday. It's been a rough year for everybody, including me. So, you know, just trying to keep pushing, keep going on, and do more greater things for this new year, this new age.
It's a whole fact.
Keep rising.
Over and out.
And, you know, song of the day. Where's you going to be me, but Roddy, we're just song of the day, son.
My name is Hov.
Yeah.
Jay.
We go to the end of that. So dangerous, YPG is dangerous, so dangerous, so